Afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon of The Peaceful Planet. And you were listening to The Peaceful Planet as lyrics were done by me and sung by our old friend Chris Morse and put together by the mediumship of Robert Murray in a collaborative effort to bring peace to the planet. And we have a very interesting show post-election with some of my angel messages and a wonderful guest named Dick Larson, whom I'll introduce to you in a while. But hold on to your hats. It's going to be a very fascinating, interesting discussion of the Ascended Masters and what they're doing for Earth right now to make this a better place for everyone. And so I want to remind you, I've got a couple things that you might be interested in partaking in. The one thing is called the Angel Awakening. It's an online course dedicated to learning about the Ascended Masters and the Angels. And I'm a channel for the Ascended Masters and Archangel Michael. And I also bring through John Lennon and Princess Diana. That's how I made my connection to Spirit many years ago. And I'm also announcing, very proud to announce, that I'm republishing Princess Diana's Message of Peace. And this is a new book published by Eternal Rose Publishing, the company I'm affiliated with. And it's going to be interesting to reread it because it's out of print now. It's rare and collectible, Princess Diana collectible. But it's on Amazon for $154, and they're bootlegging my copyright, so please don't buy that one. In a few weeks, I'll let you know when it's out and released to the public through Amazon and my website, Diana Speaks to the World. And it's a beautiful message of love and peace and harmony for the planet from the great Princess Diana. And her words proved chilling and accurate. She made so many predictions about not wanting to go into the Iraq arena and warning about what we could do to create harmony and peace in the Middle East. And all of this information did go to world diplomats, and I did my part to make sure that they got these messages. However, people weren't listening, and you know the results of that. So anyway, I want to encourage you also to check out Angel Awakening, the class that I'm teaching currently online. You can still enroll. And it's a series of 4 1.5-hour sessions on attuning your intuition to the angels and ascended masters and working with the miraculous healing energies of Reiki. So if you should be interested in taking that class and learning more, I've developed 3 basic components with PowerPoints: angels in art, the archangels, and the ascended masters. And you can email me at Marcia, marciadi2002@yahoo.com. So you can also see some of the course online at my website. So for today, in light of the wake of the stunning victory for Donald Trump, which not everybody is terribly happy about, I queried the angels and the collective of the Archangel Michael and Master Saint Germain, and I'd like to share this message of hope and, you know, what the intentions of the collective hierarchy are regarding this election and how they're hoping to deal with this divided nation and the protection and safety of the United States, as well as our democracy, is a little bit at stake in this whole process as it's unfolding. And I thought you would find this interesting and enlightening. So, Collective of Angels, with our dedication to the light this evening, we come to enlighten you. By the way, Master Saint Germain is also present in this message. Marcia, do enlighten me thusly how the election of Donald Trump happened and why it was allowed to proceed. Collective of Archangels, because the Earth is a free will sphere, things are allowed to happen that appear merely happenstance. Well, Donald Trump grabbed the attention of the American people by preying upon the weak, the helpless, the immigrant, the black, and the inner city dweller. And he had some of the worst intentions. But yet, he's already met the great light worker, Barack Obama. And we see now that a new trajectory is being possible as we speak, because he is not in touch with all of his inner world and his ideas. Therefore, we have set into motion a most ingenious plan that Master Saint Germain set up, and the Heavenly Host are allowing your president to Obama to influence the thinking of Donald from a distance. We see that many phone calls late at night with Donald, and he will not be quite sure what to do and not getting the right advice from his Republican cronies. In essence, Donald will be consulting with Democrats as well as Republicans in order to learn to become presidential. And he will struggle, but mainly enact laws that will do economic service to the country. We also see that he does believe in hands-off policy concerning government, and he wishes to cooperate with President Putin. And President Putin, he will let Putin do what he wants with the Eastern Bloc countries. While this seems totally repugnant to the ethical-minded of the United States and the elite in Western Europe, it is a way that a hands-off dismantling of government as we know it. Donald is at heart a businessman, and he will retain his business ties with Russia at any cost. He doesn't like to upset the apple cart, and he is appointing his own family in positions of the cabinet. The Republican Senate will be outraged at some of the things he will do. We will be very rocky at first, and we advise all listening to your channel, bbs.com, Peaceful Planet, to be careful of the stock market, as now coming predictions of the market and the end times will seem to be moving more and more into the fore as the crashing of the market. With Barack Obama, we had a steady and even mind. With the mind of Donald, we're going to have to focus on bringing in the light to his mind so he doesn't trip over his own words. He's already reacted and tracked every statement he made to get elected. So is he really the wolf in sheep's clothing at heart, or is he a compromiser? We think that with some counsel coming in from other sources, there is a chance that he won't do something really stupid. Thus far, he's been a slow learner in life to understand that we are all one. But as the need for less governance emerges, and as the human conscience emerges, let us remember that man and woman will be self-governing one day. Until such time, we have the spiritual hierarchy looking over your great country with great care, that no violence will happen in the marches and the demonstrations, and within the demonstrators who so bravely display their call to Donald's heart for unity, oneness, and blessing upon this great nation. And in so the light, we ask all light workers to send love to the being Donald Trump, who now holds the keys to the so-called kingdom of the greatest democracy on earth. And he seems to display a radical temper tantrums once in a while, to know that these two shall pass. We feel that there will be in a network set up in order to protect Donald from himself and from the world, and that the Galactic Federation will never allow nuclear war as we know it. We leave you to ponder the gift of free will and the will of the people, for surely the people chose this direction, and we have only the light workers now to ask for prayers to be sent to the United States of America at this time, and you will be clearly seeing that light workers will be stepping forth into their power and even into the political power very soon. So, this is all very interesting in the light of who we have as our very special and honored guest. And I'm going to read Dick Larson's bio before I talk to him about the subject of a great ascended master returning to Earth and where the world is at right now. And I would like to reference his fine work for the Share International website. And I'd like to read his brief bio. Pardon me for a moment. And before I do read the bio of Dick Larson, I'd also like to read, in honor of our guest, the Great Invocation, which was given to, I think, through the Masters in the 50s, and I believe that Share International represents the concepts of the Great Invocation, which, by the way, I read each and every time I have an angel gathering or teach an angel class. So, the Great Invocation: from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth from the point of love within the heart of God. Let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth from the center where the will of God is known. Let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light, love, and power restore the plan on earth. And that's a beautiful prayer and affirmation for our earth at this time. And we're so honored to have Dick with us. Let me read his brief bio. Dick Larson is a counselor with a background in education who addresses the issues of the ageless wisdom teaching, meditation, practical spirituality in everyday life. He has been a guest on radio talk shows nationwide, co-hosted a radio program, and produced and hosted a series of public access television shows that currently air around the nation. In these very difficult times, he sees great hope in this new cosmic cycle of life on planet Earth and tries to help others see the same. Larson entertains and inspires as he shares his strong convictions about the future, that we are all in a very special time of world change that offers tremendous opportunities for personal growth and positive transformation in our world community and in every aspect of our lives. So, Dick Larson, many blessings to you today, and thank you for appearing on the Peaceful Planet show. Welcome.
Oh,
how
thank you, Marcia. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I'm really happy to be here. I think we think very much alike in many areas, which is rare. Let me tell you.
I know.
I've been on a lot of radio shows where
resistance.
I was challenged throughout.
I know. Well, I mean, I've been on interviews myself with the topics of channeled messages and ascended masters and archangels, and, you know, there's a good deal of distorted channeling out there, but the basic message from Share International is a very, very beautiful one. And I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit how you fell into your knowledge, and I'll share my knowledge of how I found out about this. But we're discussing Share International's philosophy and the possible return of a great living master called Lord Maitreya, who Joshua Stone pointed out was possibly overlighting Jesus in his ministry. And this organization has a lot of hope for the future. So I'd really like to get your take on how you discovered this and how you came to believe in it and what's it all about.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. Thank you, Marcia. The first thing I'd like to do, though, is just a couple notes to your listeners. Number one, please don't believe anything I say. And the reason I say that is because that would be blind belief, and I don't recommend blind belief to anyone. I'm just here to not to convince anybody that what I have to say is the truth, or to cram any ideas down anybody's throat or anything like that. I'm simply here to give my information, which Benjamin Creme traveled the world for over 40 years, doing without any pay as a volunteer, and he started Share International. I'll talk a little more about him later. But the bottom line is, my job is to just give out this information, and if 10 or 20 or 30% of it makes any sense to your listeners, I'll be thrilled with that. And if it doesn't, I'm sorry, but the reason I'm doing this is because I think it will. I think it will resonate, parts of it at least, will resonate with most people. The second thing I'd like to tell them is the source of my information, which everybody always asks me. So let's just get that out of the way. The source of my information is something called the Ageless Wisdom. The Ageless Wisdom is an ancient philosophy. It's not a religion. It's an ancient philosophy as old as humanity. It is so old that its basic principles are said to underlie all of the world's great religions. And the latest teachings for the Ageless Wisdom are a woman named Alice A. Bailey, who wrote about 20 books in the 1930s and 40s, some of them quite difficult to read. I would prefer to recommend Benjamin Cram, who's the more recent teacher of the Ageless Wisdom. He has about 16 books on Amazon.com. I'm not here to sell books, but if you want to know more, my information comes from Benjamin Krem primarily and his books. I know Benjamin Krem very, very well. Actually, he just passed away about 10 days ago. But I knew him very, very well. I interviewed him on television. I've meditated with him for over 20 years and just really, really respect him a lot. His information comes from one of the masters. You were talking earlier, Marcia, about the ascended masters or the spiritual hierarchy. By the way, for your audience, they're called masters not because they're masters over us, but because they're masters over themselves. And they've gone through human evolution ahead of us. You know some of these people as Jesus, Saint Germain, Joan of Arc, Mary the Mother of Jesus, Saint Paul, Saint Peter, John, and so on, Krishna, Buddha, Muhammad. These are all great beings that went through evolution ahead of us and became permanent spirits, as Jesus demonstrated when he rose from the dead and ascended. And they are, 63 of them, thank goodness, have stuck around planet Earth and have been the inspiration behind humanity's great achievements over the eons from behind the scenes. Well, now they're
coming
forward.
May I add something here, Dick? I wanted to say that I learned personally from most of these masters because I've channeled almost each and every one that you've mentioned. And this is the essence of what I teach in my angel classes and ascended master classes. So they are still working, and they have a great deal of wisdom to impart to the Earth, and they are sort of like a collective of guiding forces for the planet.
Yes, they have no individual identity amongst themselves. They always just say we. And that's eventually where humanity is going to go, but we're not there yet. I heard about Benjamin Cram coming to, every year, he used to come to the United States. He lived in London. Come to the United States, he'd come to New York and give a lecture. Then he'd come to Los Angeles and give a lecture a couple times a year. Then as he got older, he dialed it back to once a year. And then the last few years, he hasn't come at all on the advice of his doctor because he got, when he passed away, he was 93 years old. And so I heard about him through a friend, said, you might want to catch this guy. I think you'll find him interesting. Well, the first thing I did was I read his magazine called Share International Magazine. It's a monthly, very classy magazine with no ads. Sold in about 30 countries around the world. I think it's about $40 a year or something. It's really, really worthwhile if you want positive news and some ideas about what's going to be happening in the future. It's called Share International Magazine. Anyway, so I read a couple of those, and then I went to his lecture. Well, about three-fourths of what he said just went right over my head. I wasn't familiar with Alice Bailey. I wasn't familiar with the Ageless Wisdom.
It was in getting to know them through my channeling that I discovered the whole prayer history in the 50s and all of that.
Right.
There's a Madame Blavatsky that worked with Master Kuthumi and others. So they all carried on this tradition of channeling from the masters.
Right.
So it's very interesting. So go on about how you...
I'm sorry.
I was just giving a little bit more background into the Blavatsky heritage, because she knew them from India, and then she claimed to telepathically communicate. So wasn't Benjamin Krem also a telepath communicator with Lord Maitreya?
Yes. with Maitreya, but mostly with his master. One of the masters, one of the 63 masters, whose name is not known yet, communicated with Benjamin Krem, trained Benjamin Krem how to telepathically communicate, and they got to the point where he was really a well-tuned instrument for the master to use, which is what he wanted to be. When the master, when Benjamin Krem looked at something, the master could look through his eyes and see it. Benjamin Krem could speak for the master, and so on. He would dictate to him, and it was telepathic. It was not astral channeling. And
well, with channeling and telepathic, I regard it more or less the same. I sometimes have a full voice channel with Lady Diana, but for the most part, it's just through thought, you know, so that's how I do it, too.
Yeah.
So go ahead, then, with some of the tenets of Krem's work, and, you know, finish your thought there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So I got interested. I bought his first book, and then I started catching every lecture that he did, and then I started reading more of his books, and it made sense to me. I grew up a Christian. And my religion couldn't explain everything for me. There were a lot of holes. I loved it, but I had a lot of questions that went unanswered, and the Ageless Wisdom answered them for me. And it was really fast through Benjamin Krem's books. Very, very fascinating stuff. So I got more and more involved, and now I'm a volunteer for Share International. And this interview is not about Share International. It's really about the masters, and that's all Share International is a tool to introduce the masters and the spiritual hierarchy to people and to help them grow in a state of expectancy. We need the world to expect the world teacher, Maitreya. His personal name is Maitreya, which comes from the Sanskrit for Maitri, which means loving kindness. And Maitreya comes as the head of the spiritual hierarchy. And the Buddha are brothers. They were the first two to evolve through humanity and into the spiritual kingdom. And so they are the most evolved of the spiritual hierarchy. It's called a hierarchy because even in the spiritual universe, people are at different levels. The masters are at different levels of spiritual evolution, just like all of us
so
people
let's
are.
So go back a little bit. In my understanding, Lord Maitreya is the bodhisattva in the Hindu tradition, or not Hindu, I'm sorry, Tibetan Buddhist tradition of the Buddha. So he's another manifestation of the Buddha. You're saying he's the brother of the Buddha. Is there a distinction?
Well, he's the brother of Gautama, of the Buddha that overshadowed Gautama Buddha. You were right. And I agree with Dr. Stone.
Gautama
is that his name, Dr. Stone? That's how the great teachers always gave out their teachings. They would send a disciple into the world who volunteered ahead of time when he was a soul, volunteered to let the master work through him and give out his teachings through him. And so that happened with Gautama, Prince Gautama. He was a disciple.
Okay, brilliant. I think this all resonates with my background, and I began channeling various ascended masters, and the Eastern masters would step in, like Master Yogananda. And eventually I found out about this really cool teacher in California named Dr. Joshua Stone. And there was a good deal of talk that Joshua Stone was Jesus reincarnated. And he would host the WISAC every year in Mount Shasta, and he'd present these amazing wisdom teachings that were way beyond us at the time. And he's produced, I think, 30 or 40 books as well. So he talked in his writings. Now, I tuned into his vibration, and I felt like he was Jesus returned. And this is a little bit of a side, because I don't know if it's Jesus just overlighting him, but I think Master Jesus was overlighting him, because Dr. Joshua says very similar things to what your organization is saying regarding all world religions actually being one, and that Jesus was an actuality in his physicality when he walked in the 3-year ministry in Galilee, that Jesus was overlighted by Lord Maitreya as well. So Dr. Joshua, in turn, turned me on to Benjamin Krem's work, and I had heard of it, but I didn't know it was Share International, and I had read about his prophecy and prediction, and seemed to be very interesting and compelling because I have another book titled Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael, and that book details a new earth that's very similar in paradigm to the new earth that Benjamin Krem is referencing. So I've come into this knowledge a different way through a different door, but it's very interesting that we've come together, Dick, on this day when we've had this election and things aren't looking too bright or hopeful. So I want to lead into the next question is, what are some of the prophecies that Benjamin Krem has given? And I feel that some of them have already come true. Can you tell us more about what, you know, Benjamin said about the new world and the new earth and that sort of thing, the positive things to hope for?
Well, the masters have told him that his master and Maitreya, the two of them, told him that, for example, the future, we're in a new age now. We've moved out of the age of Pisces and into the age of Aquarius. Pisces was about individuality. Aquarius is about unity, cooperation. The two primary energies of Aquarius are synergism and cooperation. And
right on.
So group action is going to be very, very powerful for the next 2,000 years. Not individual leaders, people working together in groups, in unified groups, marching in the streets, for example. They threw out the government overseas just by marching in the streets for 3 days. It's a very powerful action, and that's because of the Aquarian energies. And so what he talked about was how people are going to be working in groups now rather than individually. For example, Benjamin Krem's master told him that even the President of the United States is going to become a panel of wise people, not just one person anymore. I have a suspicion that Trump may be the last individual president. A lot of people may be fed up enough by the time he's done that they will say, you know, one person shouldn't be able to make all those decisions. We need a panel. It'll be interesting to see if that happens. But yes, it's about coming together. It's about taking care of each other. Competition will decrease and cooperation will increase.
Yeah. Now, Trump's platform is totally the opposite of that. He wants America to be competitive. He wants, you know, other people to be subordinate to America. And he has a view, a world view that is totally the opposite of unity and oneness and harmony, which is bigotry toward and racism toward Hispanics and blacks and you name it, and Muslims, big time. And this is not where the psychology of the world is going, hence all of those demonstrations and everything.
Not at all.
So I'm very encouraged to see the younger people out there demonstrating.
Yeah, they're ready for the new time. They're ready for the new cooperation. They're ready for the changes. They can't wait for the changes. The old guard is holding on by their fingernails, fighting change all the way. Well, their time is over. The Bushes, the Trumps, their day is done, and they don't know it. But they have no power anymore.
They're very much not making the right call at this time because...
Right.
You know, we didn't need to be led into a world war, and Princess Diana, in her dedication to the light, came to me and begged me to do this work just to put out the message that there was an alternative to going in. And I was almost invited to go and speak to the Congress when I first put out the first book. And then they canceled the appearance, and they canceled the peace conference that was going to be led by Senator Kerry. They canceled it all because they found... you know, that he was going to go to war anyway after September 11th, and they had to appear to be supporting the troops. So, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of...
That was the biggest mistake we ever made, because we had the world feeling sorry for us. We had the world in the palm of our hand, caring about us and wishing the best for us, and then we turn around and start a war and drive everybody away.
Yeah. And then, you know... The aftermath is still being felt in the poor Syrian city of Aleppo, which we send out our love and prayers this evening to those people and all the people in the Eastern Bloc nations that might be soon affected by Trump's new policy of letting Putin do whatever he wants, you know. And while in one sense the dismantling of government is what the spiritual hierarchy, I think, really wants to see in the end, we don't have responsible enough people running the show, as it appears to me now, in order to get most, you know, countries on board where they're sharing the vision, like John Lennon said, of imagining there's no countries, there's no hunger, there's no war. But I channel John Lennon, and I do have an interesting message to share toward the end of the program from him. But back to this vision. So I wanted to say that I read through some of the prophecy of, the crown work and the promise of the future. And one prophecy, a couple of prophecies struck me, and it really reflects a lot of what I've written in channeled book from Archangel Michael, and it's called Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael. But in this prophecy, you talk about leisure will be more available, and people will not, be completely enslaved, and also talking about the world stock market crash, which right now doesn't sound good. And my angels want every listener here to understand that this could happen in the next few months. And there's the world markets that fell with the news of Trump's election. So we're putting it out there as a warning, because the last time I warned my audience with Archangel Michael's message about the stock market, it did crash. So there's some things that are very hopeful, though, such as gradually the worst areas of the slums and the decayed buildings in the major cities will go. They will be replaced by recreational parkland and ordinary housing. Now, I live in the Springfield, Illinois area, and I've seen that. They wiped out the ghetto, and they've got all these beautiful inner-city buildings and regular housing developments that look suburban right in the middle of Urbania. So a lot of this is looking very hopeful on the one hand. But how do you see these more dire predictions of, the stock market crash, and how does, for instance, Krem visualize this market crash as a contributor to world peace and world harmony and world abundance? Because it sounds threatening, and I was just wondering if you had any more insight on that topic. Does it
great,
lead to
great question, Marcia.
Yeah.
Money is God right now. And that's what everybody wants. That's what everybody seeks. That's what everybody works for. If you don't have a lot of it, you don't have justice. You're missing a lot if you don't have money. So here's what's going to happen. Not because the masters are doing it, but because we do it to ourselves. The stock market will collapse, and money will be withdrawn for a while. There won't be much money. Things will be done mostly by barter, trading services for goods or goods for services, things like that. Money will be withdrawn, and that'll be the right time for the real God, Maitreya, the messenger and the head of the spiritual hierarchy, to come forward and make some suggestions about how we can clean up this mess that we've created out of the world. So when money's removed, there's this gap, and all the world leaders are going to say, what do we do now? What do we do now? And then it's perfect time for the teacher to come forward and say, well, I have some ideas. Everybody will listen.
Yeah,
and then when people get over the glamour of money and over this crying need for money and hoarding of money, when people eventually get over that, then money will come back, but it won't be mistreated like it is now. You know, money is just neutral. It can be a spiritual tool. You can donate it, or it can be a real problem, but it all depends on how we use it. And right now, we're not using it well. So it needs to be withdrawn temporarily.
The very fact that they elected Trump as so many, I think, male egos looked at that and they thought, man, that's what I want to be. I want to be just as great as him, and I want to be just as rich as him. Well, how do you think he makes all his money, you know? And do you think that Trump University was, for instance, not a fraud? I doubt it, you know? So, I mean, I'm thinking, people still have that idol worship for, our so-called heroes, and they've got it pretty much all wrong with what the world is calling for right now on the peaceful planet and in the unity and oneness and harmony and loving consciousness that we're emerging into. We need spiritual leadership really bad. We don't need people that prove their greed, that prove that, they're corporate entities. I mean, we got too many corporate entities running America right now. That's why the election was the way it was in the first place. You can't be an ordinary citizen anymore and run for president. It's just not possible without tons of money.
My information is through Benjamin Krem. My information is that there are wonderful, wonderful, benevolent leaders waiting in the wings, that all of the world leaders right now are simply holding that position for the next person to come, and that there are all of these benevolent leaders, people we don't even know, that are going to step into positions of leadership around the world, and the world is going to be transformed, not by them, but by you and I. It's time for the world to be run by the people, not by the leaders. And
well,
they know that.
Even in America, we've had some wonderful leaders that set the path in motion, such as, of course, President Lincoln and then President Kennedy. And I do regard Barack Obama very highly. And there are other world leaders out there that are very kind and benevolent. The woman president of Burma is a shining example of a patient person that waited all her life to assume a role of benevolent leadership. And even, you know, other world leaders like Gandhi have set the path. So there is a spiritual marker for some of these, what I would call ascended masters. I include Mahatma Gandhi and Abraham Lincoln in my collective of ascended masters.
May I tell you something interesting about Lincoln?
Slightly. Pardon me?
May I tell you something interesting about Lincoln?
By all means.
Abraham, the man who was Abraham Lincoln, is back. He is in a medium government office in Washington, D.C., and his office overlooks the Lincoln Memorial. Now, how cool is that?
Well, that is interesting because I was told in my channeling, and I've communicated with President Obama, that he is a soul aspect of Abraham Lincoln. And I met Obama when he was at the old state capitol announcing his first run for presidency and announcing his running mate, Joe Biden. So we may differ on the individuals, or they both may be soul aspects of the great liberator. But a lot of these masters are definitely returning to Earth. And, you know, it's very fascinating, the thought that these people are being seated almost on Earth. And, you know, the other thing about ascended mastery that I want to cover, because I cover this in my teachings and my courses on and masters, is that there's really no need, once somebody has transcended the lessons that they've mastered in the self, and Archangel Michael explained it, that it's a process of mastering all the rays of light, and that would incorporate all the various elements of various disciplines, from politics to art to, you know, music to whatever. So they become a master, and then they choose to take on more of the karmic debt of the human race in order to cleanse and further uplift the human race. That's my understanding of it. Would you share that view pretty much in a similar way of an ascended master?
Yeah, but more than anything, they're teachers.
Yeah.
More than anything, they come to teach. For example, there are 14, my information is, there are 14 masters now in human bodies on planet Earth. One is Maitreya, the world teacher. He lives outside of London. Another one everybody knows, and the Christians will be glad to hear, is the Master Jesus. He is in a physical body. He lives outside of Rome. The Pope and a couple cardinals know he is there, but they have been asked not to say anything, because if the Pope says Jesus is back, every Catholic will believe it. And that's an infringement of people's free will. Our free will is sacred. The Masters would never infringe our free will, because that's how we learn and grow. That's how we evolve. We make a choice, and then we learn from our choice. The goal isn't to pick right every time. The goal is to always learn. Learn from a wise choice, learn from a poor choice. So Jesus is outside of Rome, waiting. He will come forward after Maitreya. The world teacher will come forward on TV first and radio. And then eventually people are going to see Maitreya and Jesus standing side by side. There's a master in Tokyo. There's a master in the San Bernardino Mountains. There's a master in New York. There's a master in Darjeeling. There are 14 masters already here in physical bodies. And when they all come forward, they're each going to teach us in each aspect of life. Just like you said, Marcia, there's going to be one who will teach in education, one who will give us suggestions in business, one who will give us suggestions in healthcare, religion, politics, social life, financial life. These masters are going to guide us in every aspect of life, because we have forgotten that every aspect of life is spiritual.
Yes. Now, your information and my information do dovetail, and I didn't finish the message that I intended to, but the masters, the angels, collective of angels and Saint Germain, and they happen to speculate on the number of masters they feel are on the planet, and it says that, we say this topic is highly speculative, but there are ascended masters present on the planet, say perhaps 50 at the most. Most of them are out of the ordinary means, living somewhere in Tibet or India. There are people, and many in the United States, that are ascended masters. Many of them are channels, and many of them are hermits. These will ultimately usher in the new age and replace all need for political leadership at a later time. Wow. So your information and mine really dovetail wonderfully.
They do. But they're not going to do the work.
Comforting.
They didn't make the mess. We did.
Well, they
so we have to clean it up.
Here to clean it up.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
So they're going to make suggestions, and we can either follow them or not. And if we do, and Maitreya knows we will, he says he needs a critical mass. And he said, I need at least 1 billion people. And Benjamin Fem a few years ago asked his master, does Maitreya have his billion yet? And the master said, there are 1.8 billion people ready to respond to Maitreya when he comes forward. Well, that's more than a critical mass that's needed to start the transformation of the planet. But we have to do the work. We have to clean up this mess. They're going to give us suggestions, and then if we follow them, we're going to transform this planet, Marcia, just like you've been saying, into this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful golden age of freedom and justice and love and brotherhood and
abundance for all the world's children who are so hungry and so abused right now. I mean, this should not be.
There's a 14% per capita surplus of food in the world right now. It's just not getting distributed. So there's enough to go around. We don't need to compete for the food, but we do. The distribution plans, I'm told, have already been made on how to distribute it. And as soon as Maitreya comes forward, Marcia, in line with exactly what you were saying, I'm told that within 2 years, starvation will end on the planet.
Well, that would be a welcome relief, because I think that would end a lot of the other evils like terrorism, although terrorism is also a very complex issue because we went into Iraq when we shouldn't have and started up all kinds of maniacal things. But, you know, to even imagine, and I had a dream when I began this work with Diana. I was given a regular dream time dream where I visited Israel and I landed there. And instead of, you know, there being any suicide bombs or any terrorism in the whole in the whole Middle East, it was a united place. They had a separate Israel and a separate Palestine, and all the other countries were living, and there were flowers and there were gardens everywhere. People were allowed to prosper no matter what their religion. If you can put that idea out tonight, folks, when you're listening to The Peaceful Planet, send some energy that way also, because the Middle East is kind of the hotbed of where it's all, you know, occurring right now, but there's other trouble spots around the world, and on the peaceful planet, we try to send love and peace out that way. But you're so right. I mean, to welcome the idea of the energy of love and the energy of farming and the energy of most people being able to be self-sufficient, what a wonderful world.
Yes.
You know? I mean,
yes.
I want to almost say, let's call in Louis Armstrong and have him play a couple rounds of What a Wonderful World, because it really will be. And I'm smiling as I say this, and I'm getting chills, because I know that what you have through Share International and Benjamin Krem and what I've been given through Archangel Michael is very similar information. It's called the New Earth and New Age nomenclature, but it could be referenced in any numbers of degrees. But, you know, it's very important right now for those listeners and those people that are demonstrating out there to continue to hold the light and continue to hold the very best of values for humanity, because I'm amazed every day when I turn on the television and see the number of people that are dedicated to ending hunger, the number of people that are out there working with, you know, like child sex trafficking or other things that are so heinous. and doing a great job trying to rescue people from dire circumstances. So I know it's entirely possible to re-educate the world, but we really can't do it without our ascended masters to help us, either from the spirit realms through channeling or through the physical manifestation of the masters. So this is where it gets interesting. Now, I remember reading in one section on Benjamin Krem's website about that prominent person, so-called soul aspect of the Lord Maitreya, had appeared on British television or American television in 2009. I was just wondering if you had any speculative ideas about who this mystery man was and what he had to say. And I looked at the YouTube videos, and I thought it sounded convincing what I heard with Raj Patel, but then that's been later denied. So I guess he had to go out and say, no, he's not Lord Maitreya. But he had some interesting information. So you wouldn't, by chance, have any idea who this individual is, would you?
The BBC was all set to interview Maitreya, to broadcast him to the world. Because Maitreya has said that ultimately he's going to be on major networks around the world. He's already doing those interviews now as an ordinary man. And that he'll be on a couple...
Send him over my way, would you, Dick? I'm kidding you.
And he's interviewing as an ordinary man. Now, he's interviewed in the U.S. He's had 29 interviews. I didn't see any of them. He was interviewed in Mexico, 14 interviews, 41 interviews in Brazil, 51 in Russia. He's also been interviewed in China, Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia, India, and Indonesia. So he has already started the process of coming out, but he doesn't say who he is. And I don't know what name he's using. But what he's waiting for the people and the press representing the people to say, wait a minute, you know too much to be an ordinary person. Who are you really? Who are you really? And then he can come forward without infringing our free will and tell us that he's the world teacher, that he'll be walking amongst us for the next 2,000 years, making suggestions on how we can turn this world around. So he's doing the interviews now, waiting for the big interview, which he calls his Day of Declaration, when he'll be hooked up by satellite on worldwide TV and worldwide radio. That's all eyes will see and all ears will hear. And that's what the satellites are up there for. They're not up there for World Cup soccer. They're up there for this event. I'm told this will happen within the next 2 years, Marcia.
Well, I would hope so, because I don't portend the best things happening under the Trump presidency. It seems like, you know, what the angels are telling me is that they're doing all they can to avoid a potential world catastrophe with him at the helm of the free world right now. So, and I'm scared about Russia and them running over the rights of the new democracies emerging in the Eastern Bloc nations. That's one concern. So, you know, I deal with issues of diplomacy and world peace, so this very much interests me in having a person emerge that has the intellectual capacity to actually take on so many of these dire circumstances for our Earth and turn the Earth around, get rid of the pollution, get rid of the pesticides, and not to mention reform medicine, too, because that's another big theme of mine, because I've been a stage 4 cancer patient, and I've had traditional therapy with breast cancer, and then I developed a brain tumor, too, and I've been well for 5 years just using alternative methods.
Yes, congratulations.
So
I read your bio.
Yeah, and
that's wonderful.
It's very important to educate people about the benefits of using natural foods, and I'm a vegan, and I do juicing daily, and I also use Reiki, and I'm a Reiki master, and I call in the angels for healing. So people need to know that there's another way other than the chemicals that only pollute the body. And, you know, we have such a powerful drug lobby in this company that they aren't even allowed to teach the doctors holistic points of view. So we need a lot of reform in all areas of our society. And right now, a lot of people may be feeling fear and panic and worry, and it's really, really divine timing, Dick, that we've got you on the show to be a voice for hope and to be a voice for the new Earth as it's emerging.
We only have a few minutes left. May I tell your listeners how they can recognize Maitreya when he comes forward? Because there are three ways.
Most, honored if you would, and most curious, because I'd like to invite him on my show, so I'm just putting that out there, Lord Maitreya, wherever you are. If you want to be on Peaceful Planet, you're welcome anytime.
Well, there's nothing wrong with inviting him, that's for sure. He's going to travel the world after he comes forward. He's going to be in every country of the world. There are three ways. When you hear about a big press conference, I suggest that you tune in. Now, again, don't believe anything I say, but why take a chance and miss it? This is going to be the greatest event that's ever happened on planet Earth. This has never happened before, that all these masters and their leader have come forward. The last time the masters themselves came forward was 98,000 years ago. You'll see his face on TV. This is the first way you'll know it's him. You'll see his face on TV, but his lips won't move. You will hear his words in your head in whatever your native language is, telepathically. That's the first way you'll know it's him. It'll be a very strange experience, because you'll be looking at him on TV, but he won't be saying anything, and you'll be hearing his words. So that's the first way you'll know it's him. The second way you'll know it's him is that while he is speaking, he holds the Christ energy in him. That's why Jesus was called Jesus the Christ, because he was overshadowed by the Christ, Maitreya.
Exactly.
Same with Prince Gautama. He was overshadowed by Buddha, became known as Gautama Buddha. That's the age-old way. The second way you'll know it's him is that while he's speaking, you'll feel the love of God in your heart like you've never felt it before. There'll be a lot of people crying, and I'll probably be one of them, Marcia. Trust the love in your heart if you're afraid of the Antichrist, because the Antichrist can't do that.
I don't think I'll be able to miss it, because I'm so psychically tuned into, you know, what's going on in the world. I'm sure these are helpful tips for our listeners. And
the second way is the love of God. He said, it will be as if I embrace you physically. And then the third way you'll know it's him is that when he's done speaking, there will be press reports from around the world that while he was talking, millions of people were healed. And then you will know that this is the world teacher and we can follow his suggestions or not.
Yes, brilliant. Now, I want to thank you so much for coming on
Thank you.
This evening, this afternoon, wherever you may be in the world, and giving us this message of hope at a time when things seem dark and gloomy and very, very much a retrofit for the way that humanity is moving into the light. And I also want to say a big thank you to Doug for putting out my ad this week for the Peaceful Planet. And I also want to close with the song Prelude to Savannah by as channeled by Bob Murray, and through the mediumship, he gets George Harrison's words of light for this period that George calls from the other side, the Savannah, or the perfect, perfect Earth. So we'll close out with the thought of perfect peace for everyone listening, and a perfect, more perfected humanity living in oneness, unity, and love. Please visit the Share International website at Share International with a dash between shareandinternational.org. And Dick, you've been in such an enlightening guest that I want to invite you on again. So thank you very much for joining us.
We have a lot to talk about.
With the Prelude to Savannah by George Harrison as channeled through Robert Murray. And do visit my website, all listeners, at DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. Blessings to all, and good night.
This is James Murray on behalf of Marcia McMahon, host of Peaceful Planet, inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and Archangels, with the intention of lifting you up into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? Then tune in to Peaceful Planet every other Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central on BBS Radio Station 1. Each week, we bring you cutting-edge world teachers, and we share with you profound works like the Jesus Mysteries, the Ascension series, and other divinely inspired messages and music. Do you want to accelerate your spiritual purpose? If so, then sign up for a psychic reading, Reiki healing, or an angel class with spiritual teacher Marcia McMahon. Just visit DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com for more information. You'll also find divinely inspired channel artwork from Princess Diana, John Lennon, and Archangel Michael. Don't forget to check out Marsha's latest release, available on Amazon.com, entitled Notes from John, Message from Across the Universe, featuring the messages of the late John Lennon and inspired lyrics to the songs of the Half-Beats. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing from you on the Peaceful Planet Show every other Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio Station 1.